From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Pakistan are investigating why an Indian Army helicopter allegedly violated Pakistan's airspace. Pakistan says it forced the Indian helicopter to land today and that its four-member crew is in custody. The incident happened in northeastern Pakistan, close to the border with the disputed Kashmir region. Pakistan and India are fierce rivals and have fought three major wars. Libya is expecting to declare liberation today as the country begins to recover from the civil war and decades of rule by deposed leader Muammar Gaddafi. A million people expected in Benghazi, where the liberation ceremony is to be held. The BBC's John Lyne is there.
There's a mixture of wild celebration and intense relief as fighters stream home across the country. Today's ceremony will mark the end of 8 months of war and 42 years of dictatorship. Almost everyone you meet here in Benghazi has a story to tell of how they were personally affected by the brutalities of those years. Once the liberation is declared, a timetable will start, leading to the first elections in 8 months and a full democracy, it is hoped, within 2 years. It's an ambitious schedule in a country that has no institutions that were not personally controlled by Colonel Gaddafi.
The BBC's John Lyne reporting from Benghazi. The popular uprising that set off Libya's rebellion, as well as unrest elsewhere in the Arab world, has led to elections today. Voters in Tunisia are electing an assembly that will appoint a new government and then write a constitution. Republicans in Nevada have voted to move their presidential caucus to February 4th. As New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports, the decision ensures that New Hampshire won't hold its 2012 presidential primary in 2011.
Nevada is bowing to pressure from national party leaders by moving its caucus from January 14th to February 4th. Before the date change, New Hampshire was threatening to hold its 2012 presidential primary in December of this year. Steve Dupree, a New Hampshire delegate to the RNC, says getting Nevada to push back the caucus wasn't easy.
It was extensive discussions that enabled us to get there, and Ryan's previous, the national chairman, was very involved, and that's a great result.
New Hampshire state law requires its presidential primary to be held 7 days before any similar election. Some presidential candidates threatened to boycott the Nevada caucus if it took place in January. Nevada also faced losing delegates at the GOP's nominating convention. New Hampshire's primary is now likely to take place January 10th. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is seeking to clarify his position on abortion after suggesting last week that it's a matter of choice.
I believe that abortion should be clearly stated and illegal across this country, and I would work to defund Planned Parenthood.
Cain was among the half dozen GOP candidates who spoke to a gathering of evangelical activists in Iowa this weekend in advance of Iowa's caucuses. This is NPR. St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols led his bat do the talking last night and in the process hit three home runs against the Texas Rangers to tie the World Series record. All told, he got five hits and six runs batted in as the Cardinals swept past the Texas Rangers 16-7. After the game, Cardinals manager Tony La Russa was asked if Pujols put together the single greatest performance in World Series history.
14 total bases in the five hits, so four hits. Four innings in a row with a hit. I mean, this is, I'd say it's, I think the best thing to do is you make that statement and ask somebody, okay, show me one that was better. I think it'd be hard to do.
The Cardinals take a 2-1 edge over Texas into tonight's Game 4. In Australia, shark hunters are trying to catch a great white shark believed to have killed an American diver. It's the third fatal attack in Western Australian waters in recent weeks. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy says the situation is pitting animal rights activists against tourism officials.
This triple set of incidents has started a fierce debate between the tourist industry and shark conservation groups. For the first time since 2000, the government of Western Australia has allowed fishermen to lay bait to capture the great white, which is a protected species. Scientists say the move is misguided, as it would be impossible to tell which great white was responsible. But one tourist organisation said the attacks were hurting the industry and that Australia was getting a name for itself as a place full of dangerous animals.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy reporting. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.